Hi, Amanda. Yeah, well, chalk it up to one thing, the flu. There is an ongoing outbreak here. Normally, the flu season would have peaked by now, but unfortunately, the numbers continue to rise every week, and so too do the number of fatalities. At least 26 people have died here in Dallas-Fort Worth. The number is likely higher than that because in many of the counties in North Texas, there is no requirement for reporting flu deaths. And so, yes, churches, in an abundance of caution, not just Catholic churches, but other denominations have told their parishioners to avoid physical contact during services, and you know, obviously in a lot of services, it's a hug, a handshake, physical contact, distribution of wine. These things are all a part of it, at least in the Catholic Diocese in Fort Worth. They're telling the 90 churches in the diocese to hold off, wait until this flu bug passes.
Yeah, the numbers are pretty staggering, particularly in some pockets of America, and the CDC is saying it's not epidemic as of yet, but I can tell you, I think twice when I get to the grocery store and have to grab a cart that somebody else might have pushed, or when I go to the gym and, you know, get on an exercise machine somebody just got off of, too.
Well, you're right, and I mean, that's good advice there, Tim. You should be carrying around, if you don't, these antiseptic wipes, the baby wipes, if you will, the ones that have alcohol or whatever the antibacterial element they might have. You're not being a germaphobe. You're just trying to protect your health this time around, because that is the best way to spread it. By physical contact or by touching something that a sick person did touch.
Are you having any problems there in Texas in your schools? We had a real problem in one of our districts where some 50 teachers called in sick the other day. I mean, that was the equivalent of three elementary school staffs. Are you having a problem down there, Jim?
Absolutely. And in fact, there's one school in San Antonio that has closed today completely in order that the place can be completely sanitized. Yeah, they're going through today and spraying chemicals and wiping everything down thoroughly. The kids are staying home in order that this can be done outside their presence. So, yeah, there is that problem in classrooms around here as well.
And are you hearing the same things we are from docs, that at the first sign of symptoms, they're telling people to go and see a doctor and make sure you get checked out to see if it is the flu?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you wait for your appointment to come along, do not go to work. Don't go to school. Stay out of public places. And as we're hearing from Catholic leaders here and from the diocese in Fort Worth, don't go to church either. Watch it on TV or watch it online.
All right, Jim, thank you. That's really interesting. I had not heard that yet. So Jim Ryan reporting to us from Dallas about people in church. Don't hold hands. Don't hug because of the passing of the germs. The In-Depth at 15 and 45.